chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, hello, hello, good morning, and thank you for tuning into Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Are you guys ready for the day? I know I am. I am ready right now. I'm telling you, this has been an amazing, amazing week for me, and I'll tell you guys all about it later on in the show, but I'm always so super glad to be with you guys, that's for sure. I'm always so glad to be just spending this time this Wednesday with you, and I'm looking forward to many more days to come. We are on the right track, you guys. You know why? Because when we come on this show together, we are fellowshipping together. We are encouraging one another. We are supporting each other. We are letting God have his way so we can hear all of the wonderful things that he has to say, encouragement and just maybe direction, maybe confirmation for some folks. This is a good time. This is a good season. We're in the fall months and the weather is changing. So let's go and check it out. What is the weather saying? Today, it is sunny, 61 degrees right here in D.C. Our high is going to be 65. The Nationals are, I don't even want to lie, they're playing the Astros. this is the World Series, I think it is, if I'm saying it right. All I know is Super Bowl, and that's it. I don't know anything else in sports, you guys. But this is the championship, the World Series. There you go. I know a little something. Come on, Gina. Come on, Holy Spirit, helping me out. The World Series. And so the Nats is playing against the Astros. And now I don't know who team that is, but I know it's the Astros. And anyway, we're there. We're in it in D.C. So everybody is like raving about this. This is a big baseball community here in DC and the DMV area. So shouts out to the Nats because they won yesterday. They kicked it off with a win. They play again today. And I think they're playing again tomorrow. And then they come back here on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I believe. I know football because my son plays football. Okay. But again, it's going to be nice weather though today and tomorrow. I know a lot of people have been having watch parties and whatnot, so I'm really excited for everyone that's really, really into baseball. Congratulations again to the DMV area and the Nats fans. All right, Detroit, we are sunny right now, 49 degrees. Oh, my God, you guys are starting to be cold. 58 degrees is going to be your high. Tomorrow, you're waking up to 40. It's cold. 66 in Jacksonville, your high is going to be, and you're partly cloudy, your high is going to be 74 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming later on this week, so be prepared. Prepare for that. London, you are 58 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high is at that right now, but you're going to wake up tomorrow to 48 degrees and you got showers coming. So be ready for that. LA, 65 degrees right now. Well, you guys never disappoint. You got 90 degrees is going to be your high. You just all sunshine, sunshine, and most sunshine. I love it in LA, I tell you. Okay, Augusta, Georgia, my fam, iHeartRadio out there, Fats and the crew, you are sunny, 64 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 72 degrees, and that's exciting. You guys got some good weather, too. Miami, you're 85 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 86 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming, so be prepared for that. Kenya, you got showers right now as we speak. 78 degrees is your weather. You got thunderstorms all night, all morning. You're waking up to 73 degrees tomorrow. Hawaii, you're 56 degrees. You got showers coming too. Your high is 57 today. You're going to be waking up to 54 degrees. Puerto Rico, you're 78 degrees. 80 is going to be your high. You got thunderstorms coming, so be ready for that. Tomorrow, you're waking up to 66 degrees. And I just want to say, hey, if I didn't name your city, your continent, your state, your nation, your country, don't worry about it. God is still in control no matter what's going on around you, in you, through you. God is still moving. Be be for you and for you, okay? Just know that he loves you so much, and so do we right here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Okay, so we got Joseph, Bishop Joseph is going to be joining us today talking about his brand new book. He's my charisma author, friend and brother, Charisma House author, brother, friend. He's going to be joining us to talk about the Jesus principles. I can't wait to hear about that. Then we got Dina Marie. We're going to be talking about the Breathe Conference. And then we got joining for us, comedian Barry is going to be filling in for Gina. If you didn't tune in last week, he's hilarious. He's going to be joining us today. And so I'm really excited about that. And then I got the interview going down with the songwriter, singer, R&B soul singer, songwriter, Raheem Devon is going to be joining us. I'm about to say Raven because he is so amazing. He is the king of love, you guys, and he's going to be talking about his brand new project. So I'm very excited about all of our guests, but we got to kick it off with a ministerial moment. So we'll be right back after our sponsor. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Hey now, so ministerial moment, let's get right into it. So you know I've been reading out of the daily devotional, The Keys Against the Enemy. It's in all bookstores, anywhere that books are sold. And this is a daily devotional. I call it the spiritual devotional boot camp. That's what I call it. You know, I like fitness and all that stuff. I like to just get it in. So God gave me this, and just it's a collection of different devotionals that have been put in the format of a 90-day devotional. And so it's really interesting. A lot of people have been saying how they've read right through it. And you can do whatever you want with it. Just go get it. I've heard that people have been blessed by it. So it's just been a blessing to just really share what's on the heart of God. It's really everything about from being a single mom, single parent, raising teenagers, raising kids, to political arena, singleness, divorce, marriage. It's got something for everybody in this. And it's just a word. And it's so funny because it's a breakdown of that. But if I can see how people really read right through it, because it's like it's just flowing so well. And that's just the anointing of Charisma. That's all. They're just the best publishing company ever. Anyway, let's go to day 51. We're going to read out of day 57. I'm sorry, day 57. Calling all backsliders. We done heard that before, that if you mess up, you're a backslider and all of this stuff, you're falling backwards. That's what that means. For those that don't know, backsliding means that you went forward with God and then something happened and you moved and you slipped on back. So that's what the old folks in traditional churches and ministries call backsliders. Okay. So I'm calling on backsliders. God is calling all the backsliders home. If you have gone away from God, listen. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. That's in Hebrews 13:5. Yet we in the body of Christ leave him every day by the enticement of worldly behavior or desiring worldly things and or people. Satan's job is to get us off course and to win us away from the Lord. We have to tell the devil how it's going to be. We have to tell the devil how it's going to be. We have got to let him know who we are and that we win. God created us, and for God we stand. Calling all backsliders, leave the pride at the door and humble yourselves to the call of God. He is calling you, and he wants to take you higher. Leave the past right there on the ground where it belongs. Step on it as you take the right step forward. God, as He takes, take the right step take the right step toward God, and he takes you as he takes you higher in him. Now is your time. God is calling all the backsliders home. He's calling you. He is waiting on you. Trust in the Lord and lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. That's in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It doesn't matter what anybody says. This is your time. Don't worry about the church folks, your relatives, or your coworkers. Take this step towards your destiny. Now is your time. Repent now. I pray for your strength to be renewed and that you will return to your first love. I pray for every one of you to be healed from hurt and pain in Jesus' name. I pray that humility will be your portion today and it will lead you to repent in Jesus' name. I love this because you know why? This is just so powerful because it's just amazing how God really moves. He's so awesome that way and doing the things that he does and the way that he does things. It's just so amazing. I was just in prayer this morning. And again, this is the Keys Against the Enemy daily devotional. I was just in prayer this morning and God was showing me these two kingdoms and one was his and one was the world's. And they look so much alike, but as he said, as you continue to grow closer in me, you'll begin to see the big difference. Because it's so easy to say, oh yeah, I know the difference. But yet we fall into it every day. The more and more we get social media and more we get to see people's happy and people's marriages and happy, happy, happy and things and new and all of that, the more we're tempted to want those things and the more that responsibility God gives us, the more the enemy will send people to seduce us to do it the way of the world. So even in what I do, the business that I'm in and radio and being an author and all of this stuff. I mean, it's so much temptation. It looks like it would make sense. Oh, it looks like it will reach the masses of people and people's lives will be changed and souls will be won and all of these things. But yet, is it God? You know, is it what he wants? Is it his will? So I just pray for humility today for us all, that we would come to terms and say, you know what? I don't even know what to do, Lord. I don't know which way to go. You have to order my steps. I depend and trust on you. I need you to do it. So that's what that means. It means that when you get out of the will of God and you start trying to make your way work or somebody else's fantastic idea, it may not even be led by God. So we got to know who's with us. And even though God will connect you with people because of whatever reason to get his will done, does not necessarily mean we fall into their instructions. We have to stay prayed up no matter what God has laid before us and do it the way he wants us to do it. You guys, I'm telling you, it's going to bless everybody when we do it his way. All right. All right. That has been Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back. And guess what? We got Raheem Devon. He's going to be joining us right now. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
All you have to say is, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Correct. Cool. Correct. All right. Yep. Well, you're taping.
Hey, Peace World. This is the Love King of R&B, Raheem Devon. And when I'm riding on the internet, you know, cruising, surfing the net, what have you, I keep it locked right here with Dr. Gina's Internet Chat.
Really close.
Is Dr. Gina's what again?
Radio Chat. We can change. We're going to change her show name. We're going to change her tagline. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Radio Chat.
Let's do it.
Hey, yo, Peace World, this is the Love King of R&B, Raheem Devon, and you're tuned in to Dr. Gina's Internet Chat. And you're tuned in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
One more time.
Hey, yo, peace, world. This is the Love King of R&B, Raheem Devon, and you're tuned to the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. That was so good. Okay, so listen, we're going to get Raheem in a second. We're running a little behind with that, but we're going to go right into Bishop Joseph. He's joining us. The Jesus Principles is his brand new book. Hi, Bishop Joseph. How are you?
Good to talk to you. It's outstanding what you're doing, and appreciate you having me on.
Oh, fantastic. Your last name is Matera or Matera?
Well, Matera is
Matera.
The right way, or Matera.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it does matter. It does, Bishop Joseph Matera. It does matter. So listen, I'm so glad that you're able to join. I know we're like brothers and sisters through Charisma House, and I love that my books are published by them and yours too. So I'm so glad that you're able to join us. Tell us about the Jesus Principles. I know it says lead a life that even death can't stop. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the book is based on how we began our ministry, which was our goal was not necessarily to plant a church, but to make disciples. And when you plant a church, you sometimes have disciples and sometimes you don't. But when you make disciples, you will have a strong church. And that's what we did in a very rough community in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, that was riddled with gangs and murder and abandoned buildings. And we started ministering there in 1981 in a very poor Hispanic community. And within about 10 or 12 years, we saw the whole community transformed without gentrification. And basically, I tell the story of how we did that based on the Jesus Principles and how he processed people from changing their identity to helping them understand their future, and to showing them what they could be if they would follow him. And so it's basically a book on discipleship, how Jesus released greatness in people.
Wow. That is amazing. You know, this is such a good book, especially for leadership. I think this is wonderful. And for anyone, especially you're raising children and you want them, you know, lead them in the way that they should go. This is a book definitely for everyone to understand that. Give us some practical, like, how can someone that says, okay, well, discipleship, how can I do this? How can you explain to them, like, What is the difference? Okay, I guess this is the question. The revelation that God has given you and from what we've seen, how we've seen it done, what is the difference? Can you tell us that?
Sure. There's a big difference. Typically, in the body of Christ, they are event-driven, meaning everything's based on a great Sunday meeting, great worship, great preaching. But in between Sunday services, there's very rarely a process of taking somebody from infanthood in Christ to maturity.
Wow.
And that involves leaders doing life with these people. It's not just putting them in a Bible school or putting them in some kind of Bible class, even though that's all important. But it has to be the way Jesus did it. He took 12 men aside, and he poured his life into them. He did life with them. He didn't just say, come to a Bible study once a week on Wednesday night. He didn't say, I am the doctrine or the institution. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it's a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely means that you have to pay a price. When you are discipling people, you have to give your lives to them. So when we first started in Sunset Park, they didn't need a preacher. They needed a father. They needed my wife to be a mother because most of them came from broken families. They were fatherless. Thank God they had mothers trying to raise them, but it was very, very difficult. And I realized that I needed to be like a surrogate father to them if I was going to not only keep them as Christians, but see their lives transformed.
I love that because, you know, a lot of people have been abandoned and rejected at such a young age, and they're really traumatized from that point. And when they do come to the Lord, and they're like babes again. And so the fear is, or the struggle is know, getting to know him, you know, as the everything and their father and their guide and their light and everything. Because if you had never had that before, who's the, how's the in between? And I think about Ananias with Paul, you know, even though Paul, that wasn't necessarily his situation, but I just love how, you know, that if we could relate, because, you know, at that time, you know, Jesus had risen again and everything. And so we're in that season and time as well, where, you know, we're experiencing who is our Ananias, who is that person that can kind of, you know, help us remove those scales from our eyes so we can see clearly and know and really learn the new language and a new way of life. And I love how you said that, because that's exactly what Jesus did when he walked with the disciples. They walked with him and they saw how he ate. They saw how he, you know, handled situations and different circumstances. And it's just so important. What was it? Where were you at the time when God gave you this revelation? I mean, tell me about where you were spiritually when this book came about to you.
Yeah, well, I was a professional musician when I came to Christ at 19, and I was in a large church, and they did not practice these principles. The pastor was a good man. They had a great church. But when I talked to him, he told me not to be close to anybody because people will accuse me of favoritism and it'll cause problems in the church. And I didn't agree with him, but I didn't want to disrespect him. So I think I just intuited it after being saved for a few years. I just read the Bible constantly. I saw how Jesus did it, and I just started mimicking it. And the foundation for my whole ministry, which is still 41 years later the same, is 2 Timothy 2:2, where Paul instructed Timothy in his legacy letter, the last letter he wrote right before he left the earth. He instructed Timothy, and he said to prioritize his time with, he said, those things that you heard of me from many witnesses, entrust to faithful people who will be able to teach others. So there's a threefold criteria. They have to have ability, they have to be able to teach and reproduce themselves, and they have to be faithful. If you're just faithful but you don't have ability, you know, the you don't, and not that you don't love them and visit them and bring them into the church, but in terms of making disciples who make other disciples, it has to be people who have ability, who can convey the message and teach it so they can reproduce. So the threefold criteria of 2 Timothy 2:2, Paul's parting words to Timothy, that's how the church is perpetuated, by investing in those people who have high-end capacity. And the pastor, if they spend their time making those people a priority, they will eventually have enough leaders to visit the sick, to do everything so that they don't have to burn out, that they could focus on spending time with God and doing what they need to do in their community to bring transformation to the community.
I love this. In your book, it says true influence should increase through the lives of those you have poured into, even after you pass away. Our greatest example of this is Jesus. He never wrote a book or traveled outside of Israel, but he was able to use a band of 11 followers to create the largest, most influential movement the world has ever seen. Wow, that is a saying of itself right there, because so many people feel like they need to be here and there and do this and do that. And I love it, because again, if God can trust you with little, he'll advance you to much. And I love what you're saying. It starts in your home and then in your neighborhood and even wherever your job, even right, Bishop, your job, or if you have a ministry, you know, the people that come and God leads to come and support the ministry. I love that. I love everything that this book is about. The Jesus principles: lead a life that even death can't stop. I love it. Bishop, I'm so glad that you came on. Please tell everybody where they can follow you.
Sure. Well, you could get the book, obviously, on Amazon, or go to my website, josephmatera.org. My name, Joseph Matera, MATTERA.org. And there's 12 books on my website. There's training videos, 2,000 articles, and many, many resources to empower the church, not only in the church place, but in the workplace. So josephmatera.org, and then you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of that. All that information should be there on the website.
I mean, he is the founding pastor of Resurrection Church, and he leads several organizations, including the U.S. Coalition of Apostolic Leaders and Christ Covenant Coalition. I mean, he's got so many things going on. God has expanded your territory and really have done amazing things through the ministry that he's impregnated you with and that you've been releasing at his will. I'm just so thankful that we got to meet. Thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I pray that the book is a blessing to anybody who purchases it.
Yeah, go get your copy and all the other materials that he has as well, you guys. Matera, M-A-T-T-E-R-A. That is Bishop Joseph Matera. Go and follow him and purchase everything that he has going on. I'm sure it's going to bless you and your ministry. All right? Well, thank you so much. Until next time, you know you're more than welcome to come back anytime.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gina, and I appreciate all the great work you're doing.
Oh, God bless you, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Bless your family and everybody that you're connected to in this season. Just God bless you guys.
All right. Thank you, and likewise.
All right. Thank you. All right, we're going to shift gears real quick. That was really good, you guys. You got to go get it. The Jesus Principle. Principles, you got to get it. Joseph Matera, Bishop Joseph Matera, the Jesus Principles. I love that because, you know, we need more people to understand the leadership role and how important it is to be an example and to disciple. It's so important. All right, we got Dina Marie on with us now. She's part of the Breathe Conference. You know, Giovanna is a part of that. She's actually the creator, the founder, the visionary of it all. Dina Marie is one of the panelists, one of the wonderful, extraordinary women that are going to be joining me as we do this on November the 9th. I'm so excited about this. You guys got to go get your tickets. But Dina Marie, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's so odd when people call me Dina Marie, because only my mama called me that. but people see that on Facebook and use that. So it's always kind of like a shock going, who are they talking to again? So no, it's great. It's a great, great, great morning.
Well, tell everybody your whole name, because we have never met a lot of these women, you guys. As I told you, we're meeting for the first time. This is part of the vision that that Giovanna Burgess gathers. She had a vision. God gave it to her. This is the second annual, but this is the second year. And we're all coming together from all over. And Dina is one of the wonderful women that are going to be joining me, as well as so many others at this conference. Well, tell everybody exactly your whole name, because we were all introduced through Facebook. So.
I know. And I think about it. I'm going to talk a lot about that amazing connection space. And what, number one, thank you. It's such a wonderful opportunity just to kind of come on the show, like listening to you and just your energy and your passion for really inspiring and empowering people to make a difference and have impact. So I want to start there with saying that it is an honor to be connected and God to be bless. Introduced. And I am officially Dr. Dina Kauser Brown, go by Dina Brown, Dr. Dina Brown. And I am excited, number one, to be on this panel when we talk about breathing and the way that the connection and the relationships have formed, even via Facebook, tells you, number one, not only the power of social media, but even more than that, when you have a calling and you're called to do something and you speak that and you walk in that truth, the people who you're supposed to walk it with will come to you and be drawn to you. And that's how I feel about being a part of this group and having this opportunity.
I love it. I love it. It's, I mean, so basically, this is what we're expecting God to move for sure. This is the Breathe Women's Conference. This is all about sisterhood, and everybody's having an expectation to come in one way, leaving out a totally different way. More and more. God, pour it on. That's what we're expecting.
Yes.
So we're really, yes, we're excited. This is going to be Saturday, November the 9th, this year in Greensville, South Carolina. You can go on www.breatheconference.com and purchase your tickets or check into it. And it's also on Eventbrite. And I want you guys to go and follow Giovanna Burgess Gethers, Giovanna Burgess Gethers, Gethers. She is hosting this event. She's the visionary of this event. And me and Dina are so blessed to be a part of this event, because we really want God to move. Avatar Gray is going to be one of the key speakers, keynote speakers. So it's so much going on. And it starts actually, Dina, on the 8th, right? There's a meet and greet on the 8th.
Yes,
and that's in the evening.
VIP.
But you got VIP. So get your tickets now. Get your VIP.
VIP.
Yes, but you know what? The whole event is VIP, but those that can come early on Friday, you're going to get a head up, because this is a great opportunity to meet everyone and to get to know and get in the rhythm and the heartbeat of this thing. So when Saturday comes, it is on. And then we got something planned for Sunday at John Gray's church. And so we're just excited about this whole weekend. And again, it's from the 8th through the 10th. I'm just going to claim that. And you guys can go on and follow and all the Eventbrite, and it's called the Breathe Conference. So tell us, Dina, more about you. What is it that that God has birthed into you? What is the kingdom being blessed with, the gifts that you got? What is it? Tell us about it.
Well, my purpose, my calling is to inspire, empower, and transform lives. Now, how I do that might actually shift, but that's what I'm actually called to do. In my prior walk, I have been a veteran educator over 20 years, and I was a school principal actually for nearly 10 of those years. And since transitioning in 2016, I founded the Lead Her Shift movement, which is to shift the way we think about ourselves as women and how we actually lead. And LEAD stands for learn, experience, apply, and develop. Because sometimes we have gotten this programming, we've let life situations and circumstances define us, but really it's not, I always say, well, it's not who I say I am, it's who God says I am. And sometimes we forget. And so we have to kind of go back and really pay attention to that conscious mind, so that those subconscious triggers that have, what are a part of what I call our phantom limbs, do not derail us. And so I have been blessed to be called to actually help women get out of their head so that they can lead.
I love it. I love it. We need that. And, you know, it's so good to connect with other women. And I'm looking forward to just more connection, really connection. You know, I guess what I'm really hoping for among women as well is not only that we're connecting just so we can get our stuff heard or our stuff done. And if you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Even though that's a hard pill for most to do, I'm telling you, I would like for us to genuinely want to be able to support something that we can see and share the vision and support that thing, no matter if we're in it or not. You know what I mean? Or if we got anything to do
Absolutely.
With it or not. You know what I'm saying? Because
Absolutely.
It's easy to do something
do.
When you think you're going to get something back. You know, it's easy to do that.
It
it's
is.
Almost
and,
like,
and when you people are in that frame of mind because they're not in that spirit of abundance. And again, like I said, because of whatever has happened, whatever situation, circumstance they've been in, is that they feel that this need that I have to have this, I have to one-up you, I have to get it first. And again, like when we talk about some of our instinctual spaces and then some of our triggers, mental and emotional, that's part of that. But I always feel like if you win, I win. I get so excited. When my friends and my sister friends call, they're like, you act like you won. I did win. I won because you won. And so let me celebrate with you And I'm telling everybody, I'm sharing, I'm so excited because that I love me. And if someone else does, that's a bonus. And so I'm so full.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sister.
No, I'm just saying I'm so full that I can support you and love you. And people don't love who they are and don't see the greatness thereof of who God says they are, which is why they're always looking like they got to borrow something from somebody else.
It's just to me, I guess, because God really showed me when I was before I was, you know, didn't have nothing going on really before I got with him. And then when I got with him, before he released anything from me, I knew that everything that I would have was through him and because of him. So it was almost like I guess he trained me. And I think this is part of the ministry among women is that we encourage each other that we're going to always have a moment. God knows exactly where mm-hmm. we've come from. He knows where we are yep. right now. He's already predestined a moment for every last one of us. And even though we don't celebrate that, sister, does not mean that it's going to, I mean, what I'm saying is it's not going to stop them from receiving their predestined
right.
divine appointment because we don't celebrate them. So I think once we realize that we don't have nothing to do with it and it's really not about us and that everything that mm-hmm. is about us is from God, literally. So like, it doesn't hurt if we celebrate. It really pleases him more when we celebrate and help and release what we have freely, because freely it was given to us and freely we must give it away, and knowing that our blessings come from him. But we're not going to stop somebody else's predestined, you know, divine appointment. There's just not, you know, just like nobody can stop our divine
right.
appointment.
You don't have that kind of power. You don't.
No, exactly. So exactly. So as you're stewing and stewing and trying to be ornery there, you're missing opportunity for God to just keep pouring and getting you ready for your moment. You know, because everybody, even the Israelites, there were always a rotation. The first, it even says in the Bible, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. There is a rotation. There's a time for everything. So, and once I guess we get that concept, then, you know, we will be free from that, you know, that jealousy or that, we don't hear Henri anymore, but we don't hear Henri no more. My grandmother used to say that.
We know what Henri means, right? But you know what, though? I think it's even more than that. It's not even getting the concept. It's really living it and really
yeah.
walking it and really believing it. And that even when times are tough, even when times, you know, are not going. We all have the same journey, but we're going to take a different path to
yeah.
get there. And we all have that. And I always say, embrace your journey. And that when you begin to do that with intentionality, with clarity, with consciousness, meaning a real good sense of awareness and consistency, then you'll see that all of those things and those gifts and those blessings will begin to manifest in your life. And that I guess for me, when I hear the conversation, and I have a podcast as well called Walking Through Glass, and I have guests and we talk about what it's like to walk through the glass, not mm-hmm. get into that position. What happens when you're in the room, when you're in the space and you're questioning yourself, you're doubting your belief system, you're feeling like an imposter, you're dealing with, you know, anxiety and disappointment, and you're dealing
yeah.
with that. How do you process through that? And I think when we get into those states and those situations, and we don't have a clear roadmap to how to navigate that and the
yeah.
strategies to do that is when, again, when we then look at somebody else's journey
right.
and then begin to want what they have and not clearly understand. You don't know their story.
You don't know what nobody's been through.
You don't know what they've been through to get to this point. Mm-hmm. Right. But you're just looking for someone to say, I know what you mean. I know what you're going through. I'm going through my own. And I got you anyway. And so that's
yeah.
what I call that sense of being unapologetically authentic about who I am and all my beautiful imperfections and my glorious grace as God designed me to be.
Woo, love it. Well, this is what you got to look forward to at the Breathe Conference, you guys. Go on Eventbrite. Follow Giovanna Burgess Gethers on Facebook. Also, go on the Breathe Conference.com. Get your tickets. Be there. I'm going to be there. Dina's going to be there. Giovanna's going to be there. Avatar Gray is going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. And you're going to be there. So we're going to see you there. All right. Tell everybody, Dina, where they can follow you on social media.
Yes, you can follow me at Dr. Dina Speaks, DrDeenaSpeaks, on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook. If you're one of those individuals that love to hang out on LinkedIn like me, again, is Dr. Dina C. Brown, and I look forward to connecting with you at the Breathe Conference. And if you want that inspiration, what I call that little joy of vitamin Dr. D in your life, some medicine for your mindset, be sure to follow me at Dr. Dina Speaks on all social media platforms.
Love it. All right, Dina, I'll see you on the 8th, girl. Can't wait, sister.
Yes. Yes, thanks.
We're going to take pictures and all of that. We're going to take pictures and all that. Can't wait.
Yes, ma'am. All right, have a great one.
All right, you too. All right, we got comedian Barry going to be coming on right now talking about the trendy topics. We'll be right back after this commercial.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor William McDowell, and right now you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, Barry, what you got for us today?
Going on, Dr. Gina, how you doing?
Everything's good, man.
All right, I got a few things. I'm not sure if I can get away with all these things today, but we just gonna.
I know, because we're running behind, Barry. I'm so sorry. Tell us what you got.
I gotta make sure I can get. I ain't gonna go there. All right, first we're gonna start off. Last night was the start of the NBA kickoff. The Clippers beat the Lakers. I'm not sure if you got any Lakers fans, you got Clippers fans that follow, but the Clippers definitely took a W last night against the Lakers in everybody's hometown. So it's going to be an interesting season. Everybody thought the Lakers were going to be the team to take it all, but it looks like they're going to have some competition this season.
Oh, wow.
I'm assuming you didn't watch. I can tell you don't watch basketball.
I was just saying earlier. I don't even know the NBA champ. Is that what it's called? We have to talk about that another time. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Barry. All I know about is the Nets. That's all they've been talking about around here. I ain't nobody said nothing about no basketball.
Okay, we're
talking about World Series all in DC.
All right, next Trinity. All right, well, we're going to talk about your president.
Once
tweeted out that this impeachment that's taking place is considered lynching him. Clearly somebody didn't pay attention in history class when they discussed
no, that's right.
Lynchings were, but he's old enough to have been around to witness a few. He's probably front row seat knowing his family. But that's another thing that's going on. He's catching a lot of heat from that. They need to go ahead and get the ball rolling, get Playboy out the White House. Can't wait for that to take place. That was another trend. Also, the king is back. Eddie Murphy is back. Dolomite Is My Name drops on Netflix this upcoming Friday, October 25th. The star-studded cast, he has pretty much everybody in there. Is Eddie Murphy, Lunell, Wesley Snipes, Mike Epps, Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live is in there. Titus is in there. Pretty much anybody and everybody is in this movie. drop it on Netflix. My friends have checked it out. They got the early sneak peek on it, and they said it's an amazing movie. So that's definitely something everybody's going to be checking out.
Wow.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Barry.
And the fake famous comedy tour with me, Marlon Maxwell, and Gina G will be here in Jacksonville, Florida next week, November the 1st. Everybody needs to get their tickets at fakefamousduval.eventbrite.com. This show is going to be highly
amazing. It's so good. Everybody's so funny. Everybody's so hilarious. It's so funny that you said that, talking about the king. You know, we got Raheem Devon on here now. He's ready for his interview. We're going to pick back up with you, B, after this is after his interview. We'll be right back, okay? Now we got Raheem Devon joining us right now.
And as promised, I have joining me right now, Raheem Devon. Hey, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. So the last time our listeners heard from you, you were actually in that play with MC Light, and it was all over the place. Do you miss doing that play? Because you guys were on tour for a while.
Yeah, Love Jones the musical, to be exact. I definitely missed that experience. I think it was dope. I made a lot of friends and family on it, you know. And if it was all, you know, if they had the thing together and I got the call tomorrow, I probably would reconsider, you know, doing it or being part of it. I'm definitely looking forward to doing more theater. Actually have a movie that's coming out next month. It's called Love.com. Also has some music featured in it. And then there's also a movie called Available Wife that comes out this year that I'm in as well that's coming out. So I got two films that I'm in that come out this year.
That is so awesome. So have you been acting before, or was Love Jones one of your major opportunity outbreak of your acting career? Was Love Jones your first break, or no?
Theater-wise, that was my breakout moment, you know, as far as like theater-wise. As far as acting, I've been acting off and on, been in a couple of other few things, but as far as like consistency and like really getting my chops wet and being on tour night after night, and tour bus and just the whole nine and being away from home and family and not, you know, doing music night after night, you know, not doing the shows, touring in that aspect, that definitely was my introduction to that world, you know.
Well, you did amazing. You were absolutely phenomenal. And, I mean, everybody that saw Love Jones really, really, really loved your character and loved your voice, just everything. And when I met you for the first time there, just a sweet soul, and you're so creative. That's the thing that really, really leaped out, and I want everybody to know. He's just as colorful, you guys. He's just so down to earth and so sweet and so creative. And this is what you're going to hear from his new project, which I'm very excited for you to be back on our show so you can talk about that and tell everybody about this wonderful project that you got now that's out that everybody's waiting on, the Love Reunion. And they can go and download this everywhere, right?
Yeah, the new album available everywhere. It's called The Love Reunion. You can stream it, buy it, enjoy it, play it on any digital platform. It's available everywhere, spread across the board.
Well, I love the cover of this. I love it. I love the colors. I don't know who designed it for you, but I fell in love with it as soon as I got it from your management team. And, I mean, it's just beautiful. So the art, the music, all of it is just so creative, and it fits you so well. I know that you were in the top 10 with your single, but now aren't you, like, somewhere like 6 or 7 or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's still technically headed top 10, headed for top 5, you know. It'll be my second top 5 record within the last 9 months. You know, once it does go top 5. And, you know, we got the new single, Rose Gold, coming on the way at the top of the year, too, which we just dropped the video for as well.
I love it. So tell us about, so what's one of your favorite songs, though, on this single? So people, because I don't even like to ask you this, because I think you poured your heart and soul. If you're still the way or even have gotten more and more creative since the last time I saw you and we did an interview, I'm pretty sure that this is like, I mean, I can't even imagine the art that's in this. Which one of you can narrow it down? Which one would be your favorite one? Is that possible to ask an artist such as yourself something like that?
Nah, I make bodies of work. I don't limit myself to, like, you know, I'm not the guy that just has to put the one song out to stay alive in this culture, you know what I'm saying? And hope that,
come on.
You know, it's, yeah, like I'm in the bodies of work, you know, and that's, I'm in the body. At this course of my life, I'm in the bodies of work, and I'm in the headlining shows. Or coming to your city and doing a 2-hour, coming to your city and doing a 2-hour concert. Like that's
yes.
That's my temperament right now.
So there's no like favorite single that you have on this project, which I love it. You love it all because that's your heart and soul is in it. Tell us where the name came from, The Love Reunion. What is that all about?
Well, you know, the title track is called The Love Reunion. The song speaks to infidelity, forgiveness, rebirth of love, you know. And so, you know, my next project is going to be called 2020. My next full body album is going to be called 2020 Love Affairs, you know, much like, you know, The Love Reunion album. You know, I thought about it and I was like, yo, songs, you know, people gravitate to certain songs for certain reasons, for certain feelings and emotions. You know, maybe they're looking for, you know, to be consoled or what have you, you know, in a song. Maybe they're looking for a song to walk down the aisle to. Maybe they're looking for a song to set the mood. Maybe they're looking for a song to do a slow dance to. Maybe they're looking for a song to work out to. So for, you know, for the 2020 Love Affairs album, you know, which would be a double CD, 20 records for 20,
wow,
records, you know, 20 years of music, you know, it will embody that, you know, thing. And I think that, you know, also, let me say this, The Love Reunion is part of a 3-part R&B trilogy series, which started with album number 6, Decade of a Love
King.
So it's Decade of a Love King, you know, The Love Reunion. Both of those albums came out within 9 months of one another. You know what I mean? It's probably
wow.
The shortest amount of time I ever put out. It was actually 6 months, you know what I mean? So, to be exact. So, you know, now, you know, the third installment will come out in 2020, and that's the one that I'm wrapping up now. And, you know, after the R&B series, I think we're going to jump into this soul music series, you know what I mean, next.
Well, it's a hunger for it, and if you're called the Love King, you can blow, and it's all about love, and I love the topics. I love how it just meets people. It's so real. It's just so connected to people, everyday life, everyday relationships in so many different ways. And I can tell that these are experiences. You guys, wisdom beyond your years, man, I'm telling you. It's just amazing. I just feel like God has just really gifted you in this way. And especially during this season and time, because there's so many people reaching for the old R&B and soulful music because it's not a whole lot, but you are bringing so much, and it's so, and people are pulling on you for more. And that's the thing that's so amazing. So you, I mean, because I got two more questions to ask you, and then I wanted to just, if you could just leave something for people that are creative such as yourself and haven't been heard yet and maybe have some idea or want to write or want to sing. But I want to ask you about this Raheem Foundation called the Love Life Foundation. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Love Life Foundation, we've been around for some years now. It's my goal to, you know, to help people of black and brown color and people, period, globally. And, you know, we started out of the D.C. area. One of the major initiatives for us has been fighting domestic violence for women, children, and men globally and bringing more awareness to what exactly domestic violence is for our youth. A number of other things, the textbook scholarship fund, which is my favorite thing to do, supplying books and supplies for students. You know, we did 6 more students this past June who are now currently, you know, enrolled at different colleges and universities, you know, helping them further their education, kick off their first year, right, you know, pay for their books and supplies, you know. And it's another other things that we do, feeding the homeless and
you know, my activities with the AHF, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, in terms of bringing more awareness to different inner city communities about disease and what have you. So, and they've been a huge supporter of Raheem Devon and Friends, the holiday charity concert that I do every year, which we're organizing, kind of figuring out who we're going to have this year for that as well.
Raheem, let me ask, because you're from Washington, D.C., and so, but
by way of New Jersey.
By way of New Jersey. Okay, so you was so you were born in New Jersey and you moved to D.C. Are these foundations done in these in Jersey and in D.C. or other areas? And how can people that maybe want to sow a seed or maybe volunteer with their whole being, like to participate physically, how can they get in touch with you? And where is the locations and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've done extensive work in my hometown, working very closely with Mayor Baraka. You know, he had a sister who was unfortunately slain due to domestic violence, that he lost to domestic violence, murdered. And I support him. We've done, you know, we've done events where we've, you know, he customarily every year, quote unquote, paints City Hall purple, you know what I mean, where it's lit up, you know, at night. Purple, and you know, we've done events for women, you know, there at City Hall. We've had events, Queen for a Day takeovers and stuff like that, as I call them. I've done stuff all around the country and all around the world. I've been to UN for my work, you know. I've been to Ghana for my work. I've been to South Africa for my work. You know what I mean? So, like, we you know, it's passion. It's definitely fueled and driven by the passion, and yeah, you know, there's a lot of things still to come that we're doing, you know, still developing.
I am in love with that. You're still developing what? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, I was just saying we're just in our infant stage to me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just an inkling of what we can do. You know what I mean? So we just put in that work.
I know. So, but you know what? I love the fact that you're hands-on, so in it, and you speak of it with such passion. And, like, you know, this radio show is worldwide, and so this is encouraging people to know that there are people out here that care about every aspect and want to get involved and things like that. And you're probably motivating and encouraging other people to have ideas or thoughts, or maybe they starting with a neighbor, or maybe they starting with a block and they want to, you know, branch out and do more. And it is possible. And just even coming from you, you got so much going on. You're acting, you're in movies, you're, you know, recording and you're writing and you're, you know, performing, and you still make time for all of that concerning other people. What does love mean to you? That word, can you tell people what? Because I mean, it seems like that is like the core of your creativity and everything that you got your hands on. What does love mean to you?
I mean, self love is the greatest love. That's the love that, you know, that you have, the relationship you have with the Creator, God. You know what I'm saying? So that exchange with the Creator. So, you know, loving yourself, knowing that God loves you, you know, and knowing that you don't have to be like a public figure to care about people or start a movement. You know what I mean? Like,
I love,
you know,
it.
Everything else is just pretty much like superficial.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, one last thing. Can you tell the people, you know, if they want to get out here, they trying to, you know, get out there and express their mission, their purpose, their vision, in writing and song and performing and all that stuff. What advice would you give someone just starting out? Maybe they've been working at it for a couple of years and they feel like giving up. What would you advise them?
I mean, you know, your career, what you put into it is what is going to get out of it. You know what I mean? It's going to be like, you know, a lot of hard work, sleep, whatever. Without compromising your spirituality.
We can't hear you, Ryan. You said without compromising.
I said without compromising your spirituality, your morals, and the things that you value. You deserve whatever you feel like you deserve. So you got to put that hard work in and make it happen.
I'm telling you, because they sure will try to get you to get off track, won't they?
Yeah, for sure.
As always. All right. Well, tell everybody where they can follow you and your all your social media information, and where can they purchase and get a copy of this wonderful. You guys got to see this cover. The cover is amazing, but the music. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. Where can they purchase? Where can they follow you?
Yeah, again, you can check out my new album, the single, all my catalog of music digitally on all platforms. You know, Spotify is a great place to start. iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, you name it, Pandora, like all the different platforms. My music is there waiting for you. Your album is called The Love Reunion. You can also holler at me on social media at Raheem_Devon. Always welcoming new followers at Raheem_Devon. RAHEEM_DEVAUGHN.
I love your name, too, by the way, Devon. It just, oh, my God. You're just a creative soul. God is really, I mean, he did a wonder with you. I loved you when I first met you. I love you even now. I love catalog. Come on, catalog and body of work. I love you. The language is so true, though. And so for those that are looking to just put one hit out, no, go for the long haul. Go for the body of work that people can play in classic for years and years and years to come. My grandkids going to be listening to Raheem Devon. That's what I'm talking about. And they're going to have so many to pick from. And I love the movies and all of the plays and everything else that God presents before you. I'm just so thankful that he created you and you are in our lives through your music and everything. You are a blessing, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, listen, we thank you so much. Raheem, if you just do me a favor and let Doug do a drop, just if you could do a drop for me for Dr. Gina's radio chat, I appreciate it. All right. Well, listen, this has been Raheem Devon with Dr. Gina on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. You heard it. Thank you so much, Raheem Devon, for joining us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Listen, we didn't have enough time, but we got it in, you guys. Listen, remember to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Next week, Gina G is going to be joining us. Yay, we missed her. Thank you, Barry, for being such a great part of the show and part of our family. We love you guys. Until next time, Dr. Gina's radio chat. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.